Well, thank you for bringing me to Kapala Night celebrations, Anya. I had so much fun making the flower wreaths for our hair. They're beautiful. They smell so good. And it was really nice of your... Okay, wait. I know this word in Russian. It was really nice of your Zolovka, your sister-in-law, to loan me her dress. Oh, I feel so pretty. Ooh, I feel so Slavic. Huh? I look sexy. No, you look sexy. Well, yeah, I guess the dress is kind of see-through, but so is yours, and you look like a goddess. I swear your body is 80% legs. You're so beautiful. What do you mean our dresses will get even more sheer? After we get wet? What? You didn't tell me we were swimming. Oh, phew. Say that again. Nogie? Our legs. Just our legs. Okay, I get it. We're gonna wade. That works. Ooh, and here we are. No, I think it's the perfect size crowd. Not too big and not too small. And you did say there would be a lot of singles here. And you weren't kidding when you said there'd be many cute guys. Ooh, like him over there. Well, zdravye, krasavets. Yeah, I was trying to say, well, hello, handsome man. Is that right? Oh, good. I'm going to say it again. Well, zdravye, krasavets. Oh, is that the guy you were telling me about? Oh, he is so pretty. Introduce me. Oh, no, but I don't speak Russian. And... Okay, well, I guess you're right. We'll figure it out. Well, Paka, it's nice to meet you. Oh, wait, sorry. I meant... Privyet. Hello. It's nice to meet you. Oh, shit. I said goodbye, didn't I? It's okay. Anyway. Oh, you speak English. Good. A little English. Well, even a little is more than the Russian I speak. Anya's been trying to teach me, but right now, I feel like the only words I really know well are vodka and da. And, you know, like, they're interchangeable. Da, vodka. Or vodka, da. I know. Wait, where are you going, Anya? No, don't leave. Oh, you're coming back. Okay. After you jump over a bonfire. What? Mom, what does she mean? Oh, it's part of Kapala. Couples hold hands and jump over a bonfire. And if they don't make it, it means their relationship won't either. Sounds harsh. And a little painful. Nothing like getting second-degree burns to prove your affection. Well, yeah, I know about the tradition of the wreaths. We're going to remove them from our heads and float them on the river later. The man who captures it downriver is supposed to be a match for the girl who wore it. Yeah, I think that's so sweet and romantic. What a lovely tradition. Well, I'm from Montana. It's a state in the western U.S. We have summer solstice celebrations in the U.S. too, but we don't call it Kapala, and we don't really associate it with fertility. Well, there, it's more about celebrating community and the environment and new beginnings. They typically involve art, food, music, and dancing, and gratitude for the Earth's abundance. And like here, summer solstice celebrations are always outdoors. Yeah. No, it's not an officially recognized U.S. holiday, but it's lovely to be a part of and enjoy being with friends. How do I know Anya? Well, we were in high school together. She lived with my family as an exchange student. My parents still love her so much. And she will always be their other daughter and my sister. Gosh, we had good times. We got into so much mischief in high school. I'm so thankful after all these years we're still close, and I finally get a chance to visit her in Russia. Oh, look. They're gathering to put the wreaths in the river. I should go find Anya. Wait, are you leaving? Okay, all right. I'll see you later.
Anya! Anya!
Yeah, hi. Over here. Oh, the water feels good. It's a little chilly. Oh, I agree. My wreath is so pretty. I don't want to let it go. We worked so hard to make them. Yeah? Oh, sure. Do you really think my true love is Russian and will catch my wreath tonight? We'll see. I can't wait to find out which one of those guys who've been flirting with you catches yours. I suspect they might fight over it since they all have their eyes on you. Oh, okay. It's our turn. Oh, before I set this afloat, I'm making a wish that each of us gets a great guy tonight. Goodbye, pretty wreath. Go find my romantic destiny. Now, where are we going? Into the woods? What for? Oh, I'm looking for a fern flower. The legend is that it only blooms on Kapala night. Right. I have no idea what a fern flower looks like. Oh, I'll know it when I find it because it will bring good fortune. Okay. Well, honestly, I don't think ferns have flowers, but fine. I'll keep looking. Hey, I'm gonna go over here. No, shit. Oh, you scared me. Where did you come from? Oh, well, hello again. Well, no, I'm a little creeped out. I'm in the forest, on the longest day of the year. I have no idea when nocturnal predators hunt on the longest day of the year. Like, wouldn't they get hungry while it's still daylight? And I'm alone. I'm well off any visible trail, and there is no one in sight. And then you pop up. I'm looking for a mythical plant that probably doesn't even exist, and my mind is going wild, worried about encountering some, I don't know, Russian woodland predator. I can imagine the headlines back home. American girl gets her face eaten off by vicious cuzzy while visiting friend in Russia. Wait, what's so funny? What I said? What did I say? Vicious goats. Cuzzy. Oh, cuzzy is goats. Well, what's wolf? Volk. Okay, well, I meant volk. Like, vicious volk. I think maybe Anya has been teaching me wrong words on purpose so she can have a good laugh when I use them incorrectly. Yeah, I'm sure of it. Well, you can stop laughing. No, I can't remember where I learned the word for goats or even how I got it confused with wolf, but stop. It's not that funny. Well, yeah, I guess actually it is. Like, given that goats are herbivores. Okay, all right. Well, walk me back to the campfire so I don't get attacked by wild cuzzy. All right. You can help me look for a fern flower along the way. Oh, What do you have? You caught my wreath. Oh no, I'm very happy about it. Anya has talked a lot about you. She speaks very highly of you and wanted us to meet. No, I'm really happy we can communicate. And you are actually so dreamy.
Dreamy? Well, it means like the subject of dreams or fantasies.
It's a compliment, don't worry. Do I have fantasies about you? Well, I just met you, and I've been too occupied to sit down and really fantasize about you in particular. But, well, I'm not going to lie. I have thought about how amazing it would be to have a summer fling with a hot Russian guy. Some steamy encounter. My own Dr. Zhivago. Well, of course I've been kissed since I've been here. Anya and her parents, Raditilya, that's parents, right? And her Bratishka, her little brother. He's adorable. He's only 8 years old. But yes, sure. I'd like to be kissed on the mouth by someone as nice and sincere as you. Oh, wow, that was so sweet. Oh. I have French kissed a lot, but Russian kissing is just, so delicious. Больше, пожалуйста. More, please. That's it. Kiss my neck. Oh, you do that so good. No. You don't have to stop. It feels really nice. Yes. You can touch my breasts. Here. I can pull the neckline of my dress down so you can feel them. Da trochia dominia. Yes, touch me. That's it. Yes, no, you can kiss them. Play with my nipples. Yes. Kusi minya. Bite me. Yeah. Just gently. Bite me. Yeah. That feels so good. The fuck. Wow. You're such a good kisser. Fuck. I can feel how hard you are for me. Anyway, I realize we are moving super fast. And maybe it's all the romance and fertility stuff that Russians assign to Kapalanite. Or maybe it's because Anya said this is what's supposed to happen tonight. Or, I don't know, maybe it's because you in this dress are making me feel like some horny forest spirit. Divana. Right. The spirit. Divana. Okay. But I want you. I want you. I really, really want you. Here. Come closer.
Let me undo your pants. Oh, and I'll get on my knees. Oh, yes. Oh, duh. Take it out. Oh, tu ochen kristiva. You are very beautiful. Oh, can I suck you off? Yeah? Medvedya. Well, I don't know how to say dick in Russian, but I do know how to say bite the bear, and that, yeah, that kind of seemed appropriate. Yet? No? Stop? Ooh. Sure, of course. Oh, you don't want to come in my mouth. No, it's okay. Trahutza. Wait, what? I don't understand. Trahutza. Okay, so... Yeah, all right. You're leaning me back against this tree. And you're gonna push on my skirt? Oh, Jesus, you have me so turned on. Sex him. Oh. Sex. Oh, I know where this is going. Oh, da. Trahutza. Пожалуйста. Yeah. Oh, I'm so wet for you. I want you so badly. Yes, please. Please fuck me. Oh, I'll wrap my leg around you so you can... Oh, that's it. Put it in. Oh, вот так. Вот так. Just like that. Oh, yeah. You feel so good. You're so hard. Oh, God, you're so big. And I'm so tight. Yeah. You feel me just perfectly. Oh, God, that feels so good. Oh, yeah. Oh. You're so good. You're so sexy. Oh, that's it. Oh. Oh, kiss me while we fuck. Oh,
Potsuluiminia. Kiss me. No. Oh. Oh. Yeah. Oh, let me moan in your ear. Oh. Oh, that's it. Wet for you. Oh, I want it so badly. Oh, I'm getting close. Oh, you're close. Yeah. Oh, oh, can you come? Can you come with me, please? Oh, 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 that's it. I can't hold it. Oh.
You're welcome. Spasiba to you again. Nazova Bayamai. Unforgettable. You, Nazova Bayamai. And this whole night, Nazova Bayamai. Really? It's all been so special. Thank you. Oh, but honestly, we should get back. They might come looking for us. Oh, we're gonna jump over the bonfire by holding hands when we get back. You realize if we make it without getting singed, it means we'll be inseparable. What a great night. And you're a great man.